The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Take 2.
We had a little issue with the mic.
And our story.
Well, because also, okay, so Rich was telling the story, and then there was a little problem with the mic, so we had to stop. And then I said to him, let's not do that story. It's such a boring story, which it really is. It's about somebody coming over to deal with our blind situation and didn't bring a book, and we couldn't look at the blinds, and they had to leave. That's basically the whole story. Now, Rich wants to take it into a new level, and I just said to him while we were down, that... this is not a good story. It's too boring. And I said, would you want to listen to this story? And then you were like, yeah. Oh,
okay, let me tell them what happened.
No, but no, because it's what? Too boring.
I'll do it quick.
He's telling the story in order to show you how boring it is.
It's not boring. We got to get blinds on our window because people can see in.
And people know what blinds are for.
Yeah, they could see in the main rooms, the whole house.
Sorry. Now so, I'm doing you.
So we had an appointment, 9:30 Monday morning. The lady comes by and doesn't bring a sample book. No sample. Well, what are you coming over for? She comes over. She's measuring the windows. They all are the same. But she measured everyone.
Even the other guy measured all the windows because he said there's like fractionally differences. So it's important.
Anyhow, she lives in Pennsylvania. Said I can come over at 9:30. But I know she just drove straight here from home without stopping in her
office
or place of business and picking up a sample book. So now we have to go there. Or I called another place to do blinds. They can't even come and look for 2 weeks, which I'm not going to wait. And I go, how long does it take to order? No one has blinds. They have to all be ordered.
Yeah, because
they're all special.
Yeah.
And one lady I called yesterday, company said, yeah, it takes 6 to 8 weeks. I go, 2 more months with people looking in? I'll hang up blankets. I mean, I won't, but I could get curtains, temporary curtains. You know, for now.
Okay, so now cast your vote. Was that story worth it?
Yes.
Or not?
Well, because people, if you're going to run a company, run it right. That's all. Don't come to our house without sample books because you're just delaying the process and making us want to go to another company. So, yes, it's inept business owners, and there's no reason for her to come down. And then she's walking around her house looking scared, like, you know, maybe she felt like she's some kind of savant or something and felt evil coming out of, you know, your body or my body.
What does a savant have to do with
not evil? A savant, what do you call it?
I have no idea what you know, say.
Someone that could, you know,
channel energies,
yeah, whatever, I don't know.
Okay,
but she's walking around like nervous.
Which is more okay? So that
she's walking around looking nervous.
That's one story. That's the blind story. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell the other story about our neighbor, and we'll see which story is more boring. Okay. So that was yours.
I tell a good story.
My story is Sunday, upstairs. In my sewing room,
doing a little sewing.
No, I was actually sewing. And the doorbell rang. I go down. There's a woman standing there. She's got banana bread and a bottle of cider that she got at like one of those little road stops.
Well, you didn't even know it was banana bread until she told you.
Right, but I know she's holding two things. I'm thinking, did Raina... what do you call it, like
water or something?
Yeah, excuse me. So she introduced herself. She's a neighbor. She lives, you know, around the block, down the cul-de-sac.
Was she hot?
I guess, you know, like maybe older than you. And anyway, gives me the rundown on her life. I'm just standing there deer in headlights. I don't know. I realize I don't know how to talk to neighbors at all. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed, in my head, I'm like, am I supposed to invite her in? I'm still wearing pajamas. It's like noon, probably.
See, if we had blinds, you could have peeked out to see who's there.
I did peek out of my bedroom window, looked down. I saw a woman there.
Oh.
Holding something I thought Raina had ordered. Anyway, give her the lowdown on our family. She has to ask me. She gives me this whole story about herself, her name. She has AKAs, you know, whatever. And then she goes, I just was standing there. She goes, and you are? And I had to be like, oh, I'm Bonnie. And we have a daughter named Raina. And my husband Rich is golfing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm have anxiety because I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. We're just standing on.
You're supposed to invite her in.
Was I?
I don't know. Would you like to come in?
No, I didn't want to do it. I was like, anything but that. And then she turns and says, look at the, do you know the neighbor, like across the street? He's got a bunch of sticks under one of his trees. She goes, that's an eyesore. I wrote him a letter, really nice one, but he hasn't responded.
I want to go see where the sticks are.
You could see them. It's not like they just fell there and left. He gathered all the sticks on his lawn and then put them under the tree. Right? Stacked them under the tree. And she goes, it's an eyesore. I told him it's an eyesore to the neighborhood. Whoa. I go, oh, it doesn't bother me.
She should have moved into our old neighborhood.
And she, I know. And she said, well, I'm going to get my landscaper to remove them for him. I was like, okay, see you later.
That's it?
I mean, we got a Karen in the neighborhood.
Well, how come Shelly gave you the banana bread, not the bottle?
She did. It's in the fridge.
What was in the bottle?
It's apple cider. This is apple juice.
Do we got to go give her something back?
I don't know.
One of my t-shirts or some CDs?
I think if you just leave something on your lawn, she'll contact you.
I think your story was way more boring. No one, your story.
My story had a little bit of conflict in it, and it had some emotional resonance, perhaps, for people that don't know how to behave when neighbors come to their door unannounced. I mean, right there, that could be a short film, like somebody coming to your house, like ding dong.
Oh, no, mine could be a feature film, somebody coming to your house without sample book. Are you kidding me? Mine could be.
How? Why?
Well, like, what's the whole backstory of that person and how they bought the business and how they're running it into the ground, maybe. Or maybe they're expanding it and making it great. Who knows? But without a sample book, whatever. Mm. Anyhow, I don't want to talk about what's going on. I just want to mention one thing.
It's not bad. No, no.
Yes.
No. If it's not bad, don't mention it. No.
It's how fucked up people are.
No. No.
What?
No. Because I'm going to get in a fight with you, and I don't want to, because we have wildly different opinions, not necessarily on the actual situation, but on how to conduct ourselves during this time.
I know how to conduct myself.
Well, you're doing, I do whatever you want. I just don't want to talk about it on the podcast. You see?
What? That's all right. Go ahead. Tell another boring bread story. I see you ate some of the banana bread.
Yeah. We weren't supposed to eat it? Was I supposed to throw it right out after?
Hit her in the back of the head as she's walking
away.
The minute
that she leaves, I toss out the banana bread.
Did she even tell you what house she lived in?
She gave me her card, which has her address on it.
Why does the lady have a card? Does she have a business?
She's a realtor, even though she gave me her card not for business reasons, just so that I'd have her name and number.
They're all realtors, all ladies, once their kids move off to school.
Her kid has moved back in the house with her.
Oh.
In her late 30s.
Their daughter's in her late 30s?
Mm-hmm. She didn't seem too pleased about that. She was like,
well, maybe she's going through problems.
My daughter's back with me.
Troubles or whatever.
Yeah, of course. You don't move back in with your fucking mom if you things are going great.
Is that your tell? You take a sip of your coffee?
If things are going great.
Then you take a sip of your coffee. The lady's upstairs, the cleaning lady, knocking and making a lot of noise.
Look how gray my hair is.
I don't see any of it.
Oh, my God. Aging, man. It is a bitch.
You.
Right?
I play golf. I'm going to go play today. Matter of fact,
it's too cold.
No, it isn't. It'll warm up. It'll get 60 degrees. After the podcast, let's go to the blind place and just see if the lady, let's just see what she has. Because even if we don't use her, we'll know what we want.
Okay. Because we do have an issue with your room. Rich's Victorian era style room.
That looks good.
It looks good, but it doesn't have any personality, really. It's just like a collection of things from the Victorian era. You gotta like...
It has personality. What do you think, blinds will give a personality?
No, I'm scared that you're gonna... I want all the blinds to be the same in the front of the house, so there's different rooms, so you're not gonna put blinds in that room. Now we gotta do some kind of fucked up...
We'll put blinds and put curtains in front of them. So from the outside, you can see the blinds like you like, and then you put curtains in front of them, right? You can
do that. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I'm not a pro on blinds. I would have a little more idea if somebody brought their sample book.
It is weird that your room.
What's weird?
That we have one. Like, I just imagine the cleaners, like, why is this one room? It's like so different from every other room in our house.
Well, the other room, it looks like colonial.
I guess everyone's weird. Everybody's house has got some weirdness to it.
It looks good. The basement looks okay. You fixed that one room up.
I think it looks
good. We have two guest rooms in this house, basically.
Nah, downstairs is not really a guest room.
Well, it could be.
I guess if it had to.
If it had to, but there's no bathroom down here. How is there no bathroom?
I thought you were going to have a dinner party.
I want to have a dinner party.
So how are you going to do that?
Invite people over and then order food.
And then just have it catered?
Yeah.
Like everybody gets their own food, or you're just going to order like big bowls of pasta?
I could see what they like. If they like Italian, we could order.
You're going to see what the guests want?
Yeah, what kind of food they like.
Interesting.
I don't know. I would like to have a dinner party, but you can't have a dinner party. You invite this one
person. But yeah, people are going to drink, you know, at the dinner party.
Not my friends.
You don't have any friends that drink?
Some, maybe. Not many.
Who are you inviting? Bobby Norton?
Bobby Norton, Colin, Keith, Florentine, their spouses.
Florentine drinks.
Not much. Joey. Maybe Joey. Maybe. See, Aaron would want to. See, you can't have these dinner parties because then people go, well, why wasn't I invited?
Well, then you got to do more than one. Then you invite different people each time. You call it a salon. You have every 2 months, you have a salon.
Well, then they go, oh, am I on your second string of friends? I didn't make the cut for the first round.
You do it when some of them are out of town.
I don't know people's schedules. I don't know.
Well, they're not. Oh my God! Don't do the dinner party.
Why?
I guess. You're putting.
Then you want your friends there too.
Why? Nothing's easy with you.
Not a dinner party. A dinner party's not easy.
Oh, I want a dinner party. Yes. Well, I can't now.
Remember, Tom Papa used to have those good dinner parties.
Well, I don't understand then why you don't just have one. I mean, not everyone's going to come. It's far. B, there's no alcohol, no
are you saying,
weed.
I mean, did you like, say far, it's far A like Canadian or A as in A, B, and C?
A, B, and C.
Oh.
A, it's far. B, no alcohol. C,
we can get
no
alcohol.
Weed. D, it's people work. E, I don't know what else. Nobody with masks are allowed to fucking come.
You can't. Yeah.
I was at the stand the other night. A friend of mine came by with a mask. It's like, what are you doing?
Why
are
people still catching COVID?
I know, but still, at this point, if you catch COVID, it's you're meant to die. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Is there any reason? There's no reason to raise your voice. I'm right next to you, and you know, I don't want to catch COVID again.
I know, but we're not. We don't want to catch it. So you don't want to catch a cold, and you don't want to get.
Oh, cancer. I love catching colds.
You don't want to get anything, but it's like, I don't know. It's so weird. Didn't you think it was weird?
Oh yeah, when I see two people in the audience by themselves with masks. People and everybody around them.
People who are comedians that still wear masks, you're on a microphone that other people are on. Like,
well, how do you know they don't bring their own mic?
Well, I didn't see that change.
Some people do.
I've seen people come with masks on and not change the mic or put a mic sock on or anything. And it's like, yeah. And listen, I lick the mic. I mean, I'm like eating the mic.
Why? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Just when I'm on stage, it's just... right there on my mouth.
Ew.
Yeah, I like rest it right on there.
No, you don't.
I do. It's weird. I go because I don't think the mic is loud enough, so I literally am like that.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Any more boring stories? What else is going on?
Also, I hold the mic like this with my pinky up. Do people like that? Yeah.
I did a show Saturday. In Pennsylvania, and this girl opened. She was kind of funny.
You love your female openers. Yeah. Man, do you love them. If he can get a female opener that hasn't been doing it more than 3 years.
I think she's been doing it like 3 years, but she's.
He is so happy. I mean, there's just nothing in him that feels like he can't do better than that. A man who's been doing it 4 years, he starts to get a little worried. I don't know.
Well, this girl was good. What the fuck's her name?
Well, she wasn't so good, otherwise you wouldn't use her again.
That's the first time I used her. Katie Blunt. She was funny.
Yeah, but you don't like it when people are killing before you go on.
Oh, I don't care. Are you kidding me? I love when they're killing before I go on.
Really?
Yes. I carry the momentum. She was
you carry
funny.
The message, you carry the momentum. What
I carry a lot of
maybe
shit.
That's why your back hurts. So
maybe because I'm living life on life's terms, and that's what
oh,
I do.
My
and
God.
Everybody agreed with me.
They did?
Yeah, on
Where
Twitter.
Where did you see it?
On after our video played on Instagram and posts. Yeah, Richard's right on this one.
I never saw one of those.
Yeah, and one guy goes, some guy, divorce him. Shut up.
Oh, I know. Oh, really? People always DM
divorce him.
Get rid of him.
Oh, the best thing has ever happened to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Who? Oh, woman. But her. Yeah, Katie Blunt. She was funny.
I mean, I just think it's.
She
it's
said,
wonderful
"Let's go." She wanted
you
to go.
This to, kind of marriage that what? You.
If you tell me guys are funny, I don't say anything. I mean, she was good looking too, which helps. But I don't care about that.
Does it
I care
help
about funny.
Comedy?
I don't know for a male I don't think it helps if you're too hot as a male.
Oh, what about as Matt Rife?
I don't know what he looks like.
You're joking, right? You've
yeah, but he's young. I haven't jerked off to him.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, some people, I guess it helps. Yeah, maybe some people. But she goes, let's go to the casino. She wanted to go to the casino. She's funny. I was talking to this girl. So she was at Skankfest.
What, someone in the audience?
No, the girl that opened for me, Katie Blunt.
Okay, but you just said.
I was talking to her, and she said she was at Skankfest. But she wasn't booked there, but she ended up doing Naked Roast Battle. I go, how do you do something like that? And I guess it's easier for a girl to do Naked Roast Battle. Like,
why would that be?
Because no one's going to go, oh, look how deep her pussy is, or look how, but everybody always judges a guy by penis size.
Oh, yeah,
size.
Women don't get judged at all. That's like a really interesting thing you know about society. Women do not get judged for their bodies. That's pretty wild that you notice that. women, people always think women's bodies are absolutely perfect. And the only people that get judged for their bodies are men, because it's a penis thing.
Well, more in a naked roast battle. I'm not saying in life, but in a naked roast battle, who do you think gets judged more, male or female, in a naked roast battle?
I don't know. I'm sure all the men's penises look rather small when they're just out there.
If it's cold, right?
I mean, it's not, it's like...
If they're doing it in like a tub.
Jokes, they're not in a sexual situation.
Oh. Well, but she goes, yeah, I didn't. I go, how could anybody... Like I,
she sounds great.
She was funny.
Why
though.
Would you ever do a naked roast battle?
I don't know.
If you want to be a comedian, I get it. You need stage time that fucking bad? No, that's something else crazy going on in you. That's something you don't really want to be a comedian. You really want to have attention. That's what you really want.
No, I don't know if that's always true. What about people that have been doing comedy for 10 years and still do naked roast battle?
They got something fucking wrong with them.
Yeah, I think anybody does naked roast battle. But I think anybody who's a comic has something wrong with them. So, you know, what level of wrongness do you have with you? Yeah. I mean, just to go on stage in front of a bunch of fucking people and trying to get validation, yeah, there's something wrong with every comic. But a comic like me...
Except you'd go wrong with you with cock.
What's that?
Nothing.
What'd you say about cock?
No, I said there's something wrong with every comic.
And then
I
what?
Was mocking you. Carry on.
Oh, that was mocking me? Mm-hmm. Is that the voice I used?
Now, when I do a stupid voice, why do you always think I'm like...
That's what you're imitating me.
Oh, is that what I sound like? Like, what?
What I'm saying is...
Oh, what is it? What are you saying? I love it when people go, listen, and here's what I'm saying. Before they speak, it's just because I'm just sitting there listening, so it's wonderful to be. Are you still listening? Yes, I am.
Jesus. Well,
here's something I'd like to say.
What?
Why don't you just say it?
Then why?
I also hate when people go, can I ask you a question? You just did. Why didn't you use that fucking question to ask me the question?
Anything else? Any other ones?
Yeah, you're on my fucking last nerve already.
I am? Or are you
yes.
Or you're saying that's the same?
You are. Well, Katie was wonderful. Very good looking. You could see how she'd want to do naked roast battle. Her vagina was absolutely perfect.
So I didn't see it.
Nobody was going to judge that, you know. And I just think, well, I guess people want to have stage time, so why shouldn't she? And she asked me to go to the casino, and I was going to go with her. And we were having a good time laughing. She was at Skankfest in Vegas. She wasn't invited to come, but she came anyway because she's hot and can do whatever she wants.
She's not hot.
She's pretty funny. You know, she hasn't been doing it very long, maybe 3 years. She's 22 years old.
No. She has a kid.
God. Oh, really?
Really?
You can't have a kid until you're 25 in this country. I don't know if you know that. It's the law.
Did I say all that? I'm just saying she was funny. It was good to find.
She's so funny. We were going to go to the casino together.
I didn't want to.
Her and I just hanging out in the casino. She was blowing my dice. I really mean that. I'm not trying to make a dirty joke or anything. She was actually blowing on my dice. And I won because her vagina is perfect.
I don't know.
It's not too deep.
Well, there's something wrong.
Thank God it's not too deep. I mean, that's what you look for in a woman.
First of all, I've never...
First of all, I'd like to say, if you don't mind listening to this one point I'm about to make, I'd like to ask you a question, and then I'd like you to look at me and listen while I tell you something. You're disgusting. Oh, Katie loved it. Well, I'd put gum in my mouth, I'd take one out, put it into the thing, I'd put the other one in. She thought it was terrific. She said, I never saw anybody so dexterous in my life.
So what?
Dexterous.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Katie doesn't fucking know either.
Well, it's good to find a funny female.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, out in the wild. Well, look at, this is a rare sighting of a funny female. Look at the way she stands, like she doesn't care about how deep her vagina is. You always say females like you're some, like, nature documentary. Well, the female species is not known for being hilarious, but in this one instance, obviously, it mated with the Anunnaki.
I thought she was good. Audience liked her. And this is a blue-collar
audience. You know when a blue-collar audience likes a lady, she's funny. None of that highfalutin liberal bullshit. She got down deep into her vagina and pulled out some funny, funny, funny jokes.
Yep. I'm going to use her again.
I bet you are.
You bet I am.
Why didn't you go to the casino with her? She said, Rich, let's go to the casino. I've only been doing it 3 years, but... Oh, did she compliment you? I bet she did. Rich, when you were talking to the audience, that was so funny. I took all my clothes off and stood in the back. I don't know if you noticed.
She ended up going to the casino with the host that runs the show. I didn't want to go because, one, I didn't want to lose money. Two, I don't know someone well enough just to go. Like, if we were doing a gig, like, say, at the Brigada together, I would have walked down into the casino with her and gambled. But I'm not going to get in my car, drive to a casino, then have to drive back to the hotel and then drive home, you see? So I just went home.
I don't see. I'm going to need you to explain it again.
Well, because the casino's 20 minutes away from the hotel.
Why don't you get all your stuff, put it in the car, and then go to the casino, then drive home?
Then what do I, just leave her there? How is she going to get back to the hotel?
She's with the host.
No.
And there's also Ubers.
Oh. I'm not going to drive her there and go, hey, take an Uber home. What kind of host is that?
Oh, really? Now you're a gentleman when you're with Katie?
I would have done that to anybody else, take an Uber home?
It's a bizarre.
I give people rides all the time. I would never make him take an Uber. I always give, what's his name, a ride home from New York to Somerville.
Yeah, but that's just because he's like autistic and talk about comedy nonstop, and that's what you like. You guys just go through a list of people, I'm sure. And he tries not to badmouth them too much, but still make you happy.
Well, I'm not going to.
I'm sure you can drop people off and leave them now. It's fine. That's how life is now.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, I wasn't going to leave her at her hotel without any food. It's like, that's like a bizarre thing.
What, to just take someone, the other comic, to the casino and go, hey, I'm leaving, goodbye.
Well, I wouldn't have taken her either. I would have said, meet you there.
How do you meet somebody at a casino? If I'm driving here, why wouldn't I give that person a ride?
It's good that you didn't go. It's good that you didn't go. Yeah, Next time, just say no. Just say it's too complicated for me.
No, it wasn't. I just said no because I went home. I drove home.
You drove home.
And then she went with the host and won $50.
Oh, you guys are still in contact.
No, on Instagram I saw. She sent me an Instagram thing. I won $50.
A DM?
No, like a... What? No, I don't think it was a DM. It just came up on my feed
or
something.
You called them IMs.
Instant message.
Oh, no, she put it... She didn't send it to you. It's just she put it on her Instagram and you follow her, right?
I might. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know if you follow her?
I don't know.
You're getting her Instagram post, so I think you follow her now.
Maybe I was tagged in it. I think I was tagged in it.
Okay.
Want me to look it up and we'll see?
No.
Well, she won $50. Good for her.
Yeah. Buy yourself a fucking pair of panties. Do people think I'm serious? Do people think I'm serious? I don't give a shit. And also, now somebody's gonna clip this and send it to her, and she's gonna be like, "You panicking, missing me." Go fuck yourself, Katie.
Why are you telling her?
I say it in advance of her being like, "She's mean."
Wait, but she likes you. She's a fan of yours.
Sure, she is.
She's yeah.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get
your wife. I think she's amazing, but I do think you could do better. Look at these. Want to come to the casino with me?
Oh, hi. Not at all.
I need a ride to the casino.
She's got a kid. She's at the fucking casino.
Her ex-husband was watching.
Come on.
First of all.
I took my fucking kid with me to the casino. All right.
What?
I'm just kidding. I wish I didn't do it now. Because I was being funny. I thought I was being funny just now. But I've been in this situation before where people do not take it as comedy. They go, I'm sick of all these little fucking bitches. Comedy. Running around. Is this a safe space? No, it's not a fucking safe space. This is comedy. Okay?
You're sick of these little bitches?
Yeah, everybody. Okay. It's not a fucking acting class, okay, where we walk around and hug everybody and tell everybody how great they're doing. You go, that was a fucking shitty joke. Get out of here.
What was a shitty joke? Oh, what are you telling
them that? I'm just saying.
Well, she was funny.
They're all like, I've been doing it 3 years. Why won't anyone tell me how great I am? Why don't you start telling other people how great they
She did
are?
Tell me I was great.
Of course,
I did well.
That's why you were going to take her to the casino.
I wasn't going to. Your coffee after your you think you're Alan Dershowitz or something, just sitting there with your sweater and your collar and just drinking, and you know,
two more questions, Your Honor, and then I'll be finished. Katie, why'd you ask my husband to go to the casino with you?
Because, you know, I should have, because she's been on a lucky streak. She said she won.
Oh, she won $50. Get in on that. She's got an ex-husband and a fucking kid. Sounds like she's doing great. Just started comedy 3 years ago.
Or maybe
Ooh,
longer.
Ooh, she is on a roll, folks. Did fucking naked stand up. She's...
No, roast battle.
She's going places. She, yeah...
I guarantee if you were a young comic...
It wasn't
comic,
even naked stand up, which is bad enough, but naked roast battle where...
I guarantee you, if you were a young comic, you would have ended up doing naked roast battle. Would you have done that ever?
No.
Never?
No.
You showed your breasts on Tough Crowd.
I didn't. They promised to pixelate them, which they did.
Well, but you still lifted up your shirt on national TV.
It's quite different. It's quite different.
Do it now.
For a bit than to just walk out on stage completely naked.
Well, I think it's... I wouldn't do it, and I think it's crazy, but, you know.
But you said, but you, knowing everything you know about me, knowing all the things
I
that
asked
you know
if you
about
would.
Me.
I said, would you?
You said you probably would. No, you didn't ask me. You said you would.
Okay,
if you
I'm
were
sorry.
A young comic, you
I'm
would.
Sorry.
And you know me, supposedly, better than everyone else.
I do. Know you pretty well.
I guess you know Katie better than you know me.
I only met her once.
Katie, I'm joking. I'm joking. Relax. Go fucking put your panties on that you bought with your $50. Shut the fuck up.
The last time you did this.
I know, because I can't stop now. I had people calling me last time. Why did you say mean things about X, Y, Z? Go fuck yourself. Yeah, that person, that the last time I did this where I fucking made fun of someone that was opening for you.
She didn't open for me. I met her at a party.
Oh, no, she was like, and then she goes, oh, hi, Bonnie. Oh, I'm intimidated. First of all, people always say that, well, they're intimidated by you. Well, I mean, it's just so fucking stupid.
Well, we are mean.
Yeah, but you're in... Did you think... Okay, when you said, I'm going to go into a comedy club and start doing stand-up, and I bet everyone's going to be, like, super, super nice to me. Because you know why? I have to stand in front of 300 people and try new jokes. One of the most vulnerable fucking situations that you can have. So, yeah, you should probably be prepared for everyone to just be, like, lovingly cradling you in their arms. If you can't handle, like... saying hello and making eye contact with the fucking headliner. Maybe this isn't your fucking job. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Maybe it's
I wish I had 300 people. But wait, that
first of all, and these are the same people that go, you're mean or whatever, that stand on stage and bomb night after night after night with people just sitting in the audience like this.
That's calibre.
That doesn't bother them. That they go, oh, that's oh, that was a good audience. But me just being like, hey, how are you? oh, you know, that's like debilitating for some reason.
Well, first of all, I don't
think... We're not putting this podcast down.
Yes, we are. What are you talking about?
No, we're not.
Why? You're being funny. No. You're not. It's not a personal thing. This is not personal.
We'll start a Patreon right now. This will be on our Patreon.
It's not personal. You're joking about something. You don't even know the person, so how could it be personal? You know, it can't be personal if you never met or know the person. If people can't tell satire, is that what this is? Satire?
I don't understand satire.
Though. Neither do I. What does it mean?
I mean, it's making fun of, but not in a like completely ironic way, I guess. It's like almost the real thing.
Ironic. I never really understood ironic either.
Ironic is basically just the opposite. Like if you were saying to someone,
I support Palestine, that would be ironic.
Since you're Jewish, yes. Not necessarily.
I support naked roast battle. That'd be ironic.
Because you have a deep vagina?
A deep butthole. I would show my butthole if I walked out naked roast battle. I have a tight ass, tight butthole. No one ever says, I wonder if their butthole's tight.
Oh, we're just not in the right circles, I think, for that conversation. I'm sure it happens.
Yeah, but I remember last time.
I mean, I remember someone telling me like that, like guys in prison sometimes have to wear diapers because... asshole gets too fucking loose.
Get the fuck out of here. Who told you that?
I don't remember. I kind of do think I know who told me, but I don't want to say.
Last time you had a little tirade that was extremely funny.
They're funny to you, but to other people it's just toxic. They're like, why is she being like that? That's fucking horrible and toxic.
It's not toxic.
So I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm Canadian. Katie. Accept my apology. I'm sure you're hilarious, beautiful, and going places. And I think you're a great mom. I think you're on a lucky streak.
50
and
bucks.
And also a naked streak. So good luck out there.
I got to get her to work with me again. Cut. No, I got to get her to work. At a casino, open for me at a casino, then we can kill two birds with one stone, right?
Right, then you can go finally gamble with her. Oh, I finally got her to blow on my dice.
No, she plays roulette. I play dice. I can't
Who
be teaching.
Who plays roulette? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, that's like if you're mentally handicapped and you can only say a number or black or red, like... Who's playing roulette? It's the worst odds of anything on
the
planet.
Slots are.
There's 100 different combinations.
35.
And you gotta be right on both counts. What?
What do you mean on both counts? You only gotta be right on one count. So you take red or black. Odd or even. Low numbers, high numbers.
You don't have to get the exact number right.
Not if you're doing red or black.
Well, if you're doing red. That's the game you wanted to play? Why don't you just sit at home and have somebody fucking give you a dollar every fucking 10 minutes and you just sit there and go, red, black.
You're attacking all people.
Black.
You're attacking people that play roulette now?
Yes. I've never understood why anyone would sit. Why would you sit there? You might as well be like, just sit in your car with another guy and be like, watch people walk by and it's like, trip, no trip. Trip. It's the same. Why are you going to a casino to go red or black?
Well, they can do odd or even, or they can pick numbers. Or
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I don't. I play craps. I play a man's game.
Yeah. I played craps this morning.
Cornball.
Craps at least is like a like I understand why people enjoy that.
Yeah,
you're like with other people. There's some momentum going. People are cheering. People are blowing on your fucking dice. You know, it's exciting. Red, black.
What about blackjack?
Blackjack, you're doing something. You're actually thinking about. There's a little bit of fucking mental shit going on.
Same with craps.
I'll give that to you.
Well, you play slots. It's the biggest sucker bet in the casino.
I have played slots. I wouldn't say I play slots. I've been probably the last 10 casinos I've been to, I haven't put one fucking penny in to anything.
But you have played slots. And that, duh. Well, now it's press a button.
Duh.
That's pulling
the
handle.
What the fuck is that shit?
It's pulling the handle.
Back in 1908, we had to pull a handle.
Yeah. Slots is a fucking ridiculous. It's just, I've done it to kill time.
Yeah, but what? Like, mainly, I've done it to kill time too, and it's like, it's killed time and fucking $140. So,
$140?
I mean, I don't know. I just made up a number, but like, why? It's like, you're just sitting there seeing how long you can play until your fucking money runs out.
That's any gambling. All right.
I know. That's why I look around at a casino at the fucking crazy opulence of these casinos and then go, yeah, I don't think it's that fair for the people playing.
The odds are against you, you're saying.
I'm saying the house has all the power. There are casinos, by the way, they don't have, there's no law saying they have to give away any money at all.
Well, yes, there is. Yes, there is. No, yes.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, then
shut up. I know in Canada, I looked it up, they don't have to give you any money. And they can set.
Well, if you win in blackjack, they have to give you money. What do you mean?
Right. But let's say they can set their slot machines to never win.
No.
They can. They don't do it because they want people to win. So people come back and they see people winning or there's some excitement about winning. But they don't have to. You see what I'm saying? It's not like they have to be fair.
Well, anyhow, this is what I'm up against this weekend. You want to talk about, oh, boy.
Talk about, oh, boy.
I'm at the Punchline in Philly Friday and Saturday, right?
I'm at a casino this weekend. I just realized.
Yeah, you're at Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun, please come see me at Comics Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I hope that girl's opening for you.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So I'm in Philly at the Punchline Friday and Saturday. It's one of the worst weekends to do comedy. Halloween weekend, because everybody goes to Halloween parties and their kids are having Halloween parties and whatever. It's not a great weekend. Usually you try to stay local. Two, if Philadelphia Phillies win tonight against Arizona, they're in the World Series, which starts Friday and Saturday. If Philadelphia wins tonight,
I think it's too hard for you to say the whole thing.
If Philly wins tonight against Arizona, they're in the World Series. Do you know how empty the club's going to be
Then with the people that show up, you should be like, oh my God, thank you so much for showing up.
I will say
I hate it when people get mad about the audience.
No, I never get mad at the people
like
that
show up. The audience that's there.
Yes, I don't. I give them the best I can. I do the best I can. I did my best. But I guess my best wasn't good enough. So here we are back where we were before. But I want Philly to win for Philly because I'm more of a Philly fan than an Arizona fan because I live closer to Philly. So, and if they win tonight, it's going to be a rough one.
All right. Well, go see Rich in Philly.
Friday or Saturday at the Punchline.
And come see me if you feel like it.
At Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. You can do some gambling after all that. Don't, if I catch you fucking playing a roulette, unless it's Russian, don't do it.
I want to see you walk past a roulette table at Mohegan and start heckling people going, stupid, play craps, dummies. Oh, no, that wasn't a good way to end.
That's really, yeah, that was like...
That was stupid.
Boy, you better fucking get naked.
Well, anyhow.
If you're going to tell jokes like that.
What should we name this episode, Katie?
No, absolutely not. Hide it. Not about Katie. Not about Katie. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we're going to get a new camera.
Why? It's the new one's working great now. Look how clear we look.
I know, but not the greatest. And I want to get like somebody to come in and redo our studio for us. I want to get those mics that are on the wall and they come around like this, so it's like this. I sent you a video of it, but you probably, you know, they like attach the wall and they come around like that.
I could do that.
And
how will you get into your seat here?
Well, they move. You push her back, you get in.
I can't wait till you move.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to live here by yourself?
No.
You love this house, right?
That's all right.
He can't love.
Oh, can I tell you how unaware in life Bonnie is?
Oh, because I didn't notice the curtains in the garage. Oh, my God.
All she did since I put curtains up in the garage was complain. Because
I did it. You know, first of all,
can I finish?
No, because I just want to recharacterize what you're saying. The only thing I did was complain about the curtains, or I mentioned it a couple of times because the curtains were that much too short.
Yeah,
and so
in the garage.
The outside, you don't know. It's the garage, first of all.
When I said the garage.
Driving by outside, it's got the same. I wanted all the windows to have the same curtain.
Well,
thing,
not the
whatever,
garage.
But the garage is not going to have it. So but they were like that, so you could see from the outside. That it's wrong.
There was a little space because that's the curtains we had. So I just hung them up. So.
And so I mentioned it a couple of times. I don't think it was the predominant dialogue I was having with you.
Anyhow, I went out, got new curtains that covered the whole window, put them up yesterday to surprise my lovely wife. And she'd even notice. I guarantee Katie would have noticed if I put up new curtains.
Yeah, Katie's wonderful. Katie, come live with us.
Come live with us?
You have one guest room upstairs, and then your son can sleep in this room down here.
Well, anyhow, it's been a treat. We have new curtains in the guest room, and now we're going to go to the curtain place and talk to the crazy lady. What if she doesn't have any sample books at the place?
Then I guess we won't do it. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to try to stop Rich from saying more boring things. Come see me at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Bye.
Philly punchline.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.